Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to ride. The holy word is in my mouth instead of the side. My generation on my back, so I'm ready to guide. But first things first, eliminate the pride. If you don't, man, it will stimulate your mind. Then play with your thoughts, play with all sorts of emotions. Now you feel like you're moving in slow motion. Is that what you want? Nah, you can't dilly-dally with that, yo. You'll end up badly bruised in a battle with that, yo. That's what happens when you battle with the facts, though. Let go and let God, then you can relax, bro. And I ain't here to showcase my skills. I'm not the one who told the world to stay still. Oh, and devil, you better chill, cause the Bible is my right, bro. I'm like to the kill. Black eyes.
Northside, are you ready to rest? Southside, are you ready to rest? You ready to ride? Eastside, are you ready to rest? Westside, are you ready to rest? Rich boys, are you ready to rap? Rich records, are you ready to rap? You ready to rap? Ring hits, are you ready to rap? Are you ready to rap?
Yo, I'm ready to rap. Grab my keys, cause I'm parked outside. Louis down like I'm ready to fly, so you can wave goodbye. All my sins and these tears I cry. Covered by his blood, don't even try. Now I'm riding on S.
What?
Now that stands for faith. Delivered from my sins, but that's only by his grace.
Come on.
Now it's all falling into place. I follow his word like the bank I chase. His all changed everything like a tune-up. I stay in his army like a crew cut. You don't really think he is the true one. Like them lights in your crib, you really got it screwed up. Cause my God is sovereign. If he has Twitter, will you really follow him? Now he can read your tweets. If you're ready to ride, now let's take it to the street. Black.
North side, are you ready to rap? South side, are you ready to rap? You ready to ride? East side, are you ready to rap? West side, are you ready to rap? You ready to ride? Rich boys, are you ready to rap? Rich records, are you ready to rap? You ready to ride? Ring hits, if you're ready to rap. Are you ready to rap?
Dangerous with a weapon more powerful than angel dust. A powerful God where the angels must fall prostrate and give him praise because he's a sovereign God. We were made from dust. Ruin the perfect world, put the blame on us. He came for us, slain for us, so that we could be saved from the sinful nature that turns to dust.
Oh,
and I'm so ready to rise when he comes for his people on that cloud in the sky. When I look at this world and I wave bye bye to the pain and the suffering and them times I cry. Yeah, no lie, he's coming back and yes, I strive to do the work that he gave, so there'll be no lie. When I hear the trumpet blow, I'll be ready to fly. But till then, I know I'll be ready to rock.
Bam! North side, are you ready to rap? South side, are you ready to rap? You ready to rock? East side, are you ready to rap? West side, are you ready to rap? You ready to rock? Rich boys, are you ready to rap? Rich records, are you ready to rap? You ready to rock? Ring hits, if you're ready to rap. Are you ready to rap?
play no butt in the pub. So I keep moving on. Cause it could always be much worse. But I'm alive, so I'm good. Surviving the slurs of the people that sometimes hurt. But I ain't tripping, no shifting. Straight roll praying, I ain't caught slipping. Trying to live out how God changed me. And I'ma spit out what God gave me. Won't hold back, and they can hate me. I'm just a mouthpiece for the one that saved me. And I ain't trying to be here being fake. It's real life, so I can't play it.
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams.
From the word of God is the author. Every single day that I breathe, I gotta thank God for the word that he breathed. He could have had a couple tricks under his sleeve, but instead chose how to instruct me. I thank God I'm alive, cause I should have been gone. Everything that I did, DC, was wrong. But thank God he was right when I wasn't. I feared that he gave up, but he doesn't. My life is complete in his arms. I got him, no
I see the stars shoot through the sky like laser beams. It reminds me of a love greater than me. We just change life, come and go, it's all the same. But I'm still here to watch the next sunrise.
Come on, can you really do it? Come on, I can't. calling on Keith, and I ain't got nothing to do with it. Surprise on me, on the scene, all clean, I mean, I'ma say a fars on me. What fars on me is the good life, all from heat. And I ain't trying to cause no scene, just trying to let you know that me, I'm falling clean, turn left and the right. And what I see is trying to pick on me, but I got brave enough to use my mind. I'm not letting temporary things bother me, cause it's a dream I see. I'm encouraging myself while I dust my feet. Whatever happens only lasts for a moment. My advice to you, man, keep on going.
Hey, this whole life we live is like a stage. But if you understand, see, depends on what part you have in the play. Is your appointed time.
iPhone, ha. Jesus apps run so sweet, I'm all bars, I'm living it, 4G, light source is the only uno, need to be real and not acting all pseudo, check the forecast, it's alarming, you need an umbrella, I'm brainstorming, I'm an outcast like Andre, 3,000 bars of hot ice cream for coding, yeah, shut down on your sentence, spin moves on beats, pads in when it's listening, he's the potter, I am the clay, 30-minute meal, raise your rate. I go hard, cause Christ is amazing. Fire shut up in my bones, you can call it blazing. For Christ, yeah, and we go hard, so we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light, and we go hard, so we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart.
another man, man, production, and on the call.
Working. getting ready to enjoy the weekend, but thank God he brought us through a week. Thank God we're in our right mind. And for those who, you know sick ones, some people got healed this week. Some people got set free this week. Some folk got saved today. Some people who could not move experienced a miracle today. Today, we made up our minds to get on up out of that bed, and regardless of what's going on around us, we decided to give God a Shabbat holy praise, because why? We're rejoicing in the day and being glad in it. So what? So what? So what if the enemy showed his head? Great is he that is in you than he who is in this world. You better act like you know whose report you going to believe. Who you down with? Where my ride or die saints at? Where my ride or die saints at? Time out for weak Christianity. I need some folks that just going to stand up in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of mess, and look at Satan in the eye and say, what? The battle is not mine, but it belongs to the Lord. So regardless of what you trying to throw at me, I'm going to give God some praise. So it doesn't matter how you do it and what music he, because God created everything. He even created Satan. Satan ain't the author of nothing. The Bible says God is the author and finisher of our faith. God created everything. There was nothing made that was not made by him. The Bible also says that the earth is the Lord's in the fullness of thereof. They that live and dwell therein. So everything that was made that you can think about was made and created by God. Even the pipe organs up and say, yes, he created him too. So the music, yes. Y'all got to stop talking about it's Satan's music. No, he can pervert it. We can pervert that stuff. But every note, everything you can think of, it was all God. So I'm giving God praise on this Friday afternoon, July 29th. You know what? I lost a cousin this week. And, you know, he's like a brother to me. You know, I helped raise him when he was little. I was there when he was born. I helped his mom, you know, babysit sometimes. We did everything together. We did family vacations and everything. But one thing I did know, he didn't always do right. But one thing I did know, I was there when he gave his life to Christ. Amen, amen. So I know it's not going to be so much a funeral but a celebration. And I say all this to say this. You think you may have tomorrow. You think you may have another moment. But now is the time to get to know Christ for yourself. Stop saying that you know you're going to put it off. You're going to try and get yourself. You can't get yourself. You've been trying to get yourself together for the last 15 years, and you ain't got yourself together yet. Matter of fact, you're doing worse now than you was. Come on, somebody. You thought it was going to get better. You thought this person that you was going to go into business with, or this one you're going to hook up with, or this might have been your ride or die man on king on the white horse, or your queen that's coming down the side of the Eiffel Tower. No. And then those people disappointed you. But God said he'll never disappoint you. He's always there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hello, somebody. Y'all, excuse me if I'm a little excited because I'm excited about the guest that's coming up in just a little bit. We have Ms. Denise and Diane from, actually, they're here in Georgia, but they're originally from California. Shouts out to all the people that are supporting in California. Shouts out to the West Coast. I hear you out there. West Side, I hear you. So I gave you a shout out worldwide right now. So I'm just excited about these young ladies, and they started a movement called Beautifully Raw. I love it. You can follow them on Twitter. They'll come on and they'll tell you how to follow them and everything like that and how to hook up with them. But these ladies, not only are they sisters, but they're twins. They're twins. And I'm telling you, the gifts that God has given them to just take this world by absolute storm with words of encouragement, words of empowerment. Look, if you're feeling depressed or you just need a good word or you just need somebody to give you that boot, sometimes we just need a little kick sometimes, you know. It's not that we're not, you know, energized to go forward, but sometimes things come at us so much that we just sometimes might lose our wind a little. But they're like that person that's standing at that last inch of that race, you know how when we used to run, all those who used to run track, and you know you had to do the relay race, and you know sometimes by the time you get to that last, that third person, sometimes that third person can make a difference whether they win or not, especially by the 4x400s, and you know they put their strongest people in the first and in the last, and the two weakest links are normally the second and the third, and so that third person's got a lot of pressure on them, and so they're like those two that's standing on the side, like that third person that's coming around and they kind of lose a little bit of wind, and they're like them two people that's like, come on, you can do it. You know what's in you. You know what God took. Come on here. We can't lose. Come on. Come on. Ah, no, 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 no. Don't pick them legs up. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, pass the time. Pass the time. Get there, get there, get there. They're like those people that you need right at that, near that finish line where you're about to give out that win. And here they come with some words of encouragement to get you going, to get you motivated, to get you focused back on the word, to get you focused on your relationship. I love these ladies. They're also helping me on some great projects, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to be featuring them. So I hope y'all enjoying this music. I'm telling you, I'm having a party. I'm telling you, I'm having a whole Holy Ghost party up here by my doggone self. Shouts out to my girl that's over in the West Coast, too, Miss J, Miss Jennifer Primus, head of Firestarters Kingdom Radio. We still all one. I'm a branch of Firestarters Kingdom Radio. You can find Firestarters on Facebook. Just click the like page on our fan page. You also can find Legacy Leavers on Facebook. Click the like page on Legacy Leaver fan page. You can find me on Facebook under Lasandra J. Hardy, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is the best way, because I just love Twitter. You can say what you got to say, you know, send a few tweets out, and a few people back, and you just go about your business. You know, something hit you, you can tweet it right quick and keep it moving. So you can find me on Twitter at Miss Sandra Says, that's S-A-Y-Z, Miss Sandra Says on Twitter, and then you can also find me at Legacy_Leaver on Twitter, okay? So, yeah, and Miss Jennifer, you can find her also on Twitter at J Primus. That's P-R-I-M-O-U-S. I'm just thank God I'm connected to great people that's just doing some awesome things, especially my bishop. Shout out to my beautiful, awesome, fantabulous leader, shepherd, my bishop, Bishop Eddie L. Long. Shouts out to you, Daddy. Hoo-dee-hoo! Yeah, yes, I did it on the World Wide Web. That did look. Yeah, yes, I did a hootie-hoo for my bishop and first lady, Elder Vanessa Long, and the Long family. Shouts out to you and all the new births. And just great pastors doing great things around the world. And y'all, Monday through Friday, I need you to call this line, 760-569-7676. Again, that's 760-569-7676. Why am I saying that? Because we need to pray as one. And I'm telling you, every morning between 6:30 to about 7:15, we have over 2,000 people coming together as one, praying, interceding for the government, for the nations, for education, for the marketplace, for relationships, for people's healing, for people's finances to be released or to have debt cancellation, for folks' marriages that are falling apart, and we know it's nothing but the enemy coming back together, getting healed. There's people sending in testimony after testimony after testimony about you know, how God has moved in their lives. So I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this move of God. Again, it's Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number, again, is 760-569-7676. Excuse me, the access code is 980-291-POUND. Again, that's 980-291-POUND. I'm about to get back into some great music. I'll be back with some more things, some more info, and also with the hot dynamic twin duo. I like the way that sounded. There's a dynamic twin duo. I feel like they need some, you know, like some action figure outfits. So they need some capes or something. Because they just that bad. They fly. they y'all just fly. I love it. D&D. That's what I'm talking about. Dino. Wait a minute. That went back too far. That one was kind of corny. I'm going to take that one back. I was about to say like JJ Dynamite. But no, I'm not going to go there. What I'm about to do is get back into some hot music. Y'all check out Edward Long's video featuring Mario J. Brown. Hope is there on there. Long Administration. They got a video, Don't Let Me Die. You can look it up on YouTube. Click the, you know, leave your comments. Check if you like it or not. Let them know your feedback. We're trying to, you know, get some good music out there. And it's really got a great message based on Jeremiah 1:5. And again, look, whatever God has called you to do, he done told you to do it before you came here on this earth. Before you came on this earth, God gave you an assignment. And then when it was your time to come, here you are. So stop looking and wandering around, wondering what you need to pray to God for yourself and say, Lord, what is it I'm supposed to be doing that you have called me to do? Stop trying to do everything everybody else has told you to do, but do what God called, and then get moving forward on it. Take a step. Write the vision. Make it plain. This song is talking about don't let me die. In other words, you don't want to go before your time. Dr. Miles Monroe said the richest place on the earth is not Dubai. Let me clarify that. It's not the richest oils in Africa. It's not the, you know, it's not none of those places. The richest place in the world is the cemetery. Because there's people that never moved on their gifts. There's people that never shared their gifts. Billion, trillion dollar ideas died right along with them in that ground. And see, what God has assigned you to do, he's assigned you to do. Your gifts is without repentance. So those gifts went right in the ground with some of the people that should have written books, that should have had inventions, that may have had the cure to AIDS, may have had the cure to some diseases that they don't have the cure yet, may have been the next person in political office. We don't know. May have invented a car. We don't know. We will never know because they never shared, some of them never shared their gifts. Some people did go to the grave empty, but there's a whole lot of folk that's got millions and billions of dollars buried with them in their casket, because in their minds, in their body, because they never took the time to share with others, never took the time to help their gifts produce so that others can grow and continue to leave a legacy. So this song is talking about don't let me die. In other words, he's saying, God, you know what, whatever I did, forgive me. I'm going to get it right this time because I want to do everything you called me to do. So let's go. Again, this is Edward Long, Don't Let Me Die, featuring Mario J. Brown. You can purchase the song on iTunes. And all the songs that I play, you can find them on iTunes. Support Kingdom Artists. They're doing their thing. They're doing the thing for the Lord. Let's show them how much we love them by purchasing their music. Let's go.
Man, why so many people die? So many people that are gifted and talented.
I can just start.
So much hope, so many dreams, so many aspirations. And for some reason, it seems like they're leaving before their time. Legend out.
Yeah, now you need to turn 90 grade.
6 feet deep. Lord, I just pray it don't happen to me. Amen. Michael Jackson just dropped the other day. Vernon Forrest got popped the other day. Steve McNair got clocked the other day. Lord, I'm just glad that I got another day to do your will and follow your way. Please reveal what you would have for me to say. Lord, I don't want to go before my time, though it's all in your time. Just let me finish mine before you drop me down. Jeremiah 1:5, I was sanctified before you gave me life. Now every day I hop up out of bed and cut my swag on, brush my teeth, strap my shoes and throw my bag on, bow to the throne and throw my cap on. I'm riding on that chrome, you know I got my strap. Took your word to the streets and hit them with that heat. And if I die before I wake, may my soul rest in peace. Oh, no doubt. My life before I finish my purpose. Daily you have laid before me blessings and curses. I always choose life to try and stay from them hurts. Desire, you put it in me.
A call,
you put it in me.
Worship,
you put it in me.
My purpose,
you put it in me. Why take a kid to the store if he can't get a tour? Why train a soldier if he can't go to war?
Die with all this in me. I wanna go out empty. Die with all this.
Don't let me die.
try and save my life, then I lose it. I have a purpose in life, I won't refuse it. Lord, you have given me life, so let me use it. If I lose my life, then I save it. But if I try and save my life, then I lose it. I have a purpose in life, I won't refuse it. Lord, you have given me life, so let me use it. All the legends, don't let me die before it's my time to go to heaven. Let's go. Cheer.
Wasn't a fancy car, wasn't a diamond ring, wasn't friends or lovers at the end of the day. Today, because life's hard and it can bring trouble. In the midst of this trouble, no one can take it away. You need a savior. Go together like bacon and pants. There's gonna be some up and downs like I'm shaking your hand. And everybody gets down just like a snake in the sand. But God's faithful to man, he got favor in hand. Can take a lane with no cane, make him able to stand. Man, he can reach inside of us with a deposit and got us up out of it. Reach you at the bottom, even when bottom is bottomless. I was just there, I'm a pride in my survivalist. Not cause I'm the fittest, but my God is a revivalist. That's just what he is. What he does, recognize what it isn't, recognize what it was. Apparently Jesus helped you with them kids. How'd you go from child to brat to a child of God? I know the math, I know how to add. Favor multiplied. Grace came out of hands and feet. Grace came out of sight. So amazing, so I praise him, I realized I was born a sinner, born again like I was born on U.S. soil. Not from KC, but from Gracie, a dude that raw. You're such an unlikely pick, I'm like Susan Boy. And there's enough grace, unlike U.S. oil.
It wasn't a fifth car, it wasn't a gun.
Now I'm back on top of the show. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingest praise.
I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 2.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingest praise.
I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2. Now everybody go.
Welcome, welcome. I am Miss Sandra. Now, I'm about to bring, I'm about 5 seconds away from bringing on our guest for, I don't even want to say guest because, you know, they just, I don't know, they just, I don't even know how to explain them. I mean, like I said, they're twins, you know, so, and they're saved. They're not just saved, but they just on fire for the Lord. They just doing their thing for the kingdom. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, they're just an awesome team. But let me just give y'all a brief bio. I mean, I don't even think that's going to describe all of it, but, you know, I only have but so much time, so I can't do a whole book report on them. But I'm just going to give you a little bit. Just a little bit. Shout out to their parents, their family that's listening in all the way from the West Coast, all your friends. Thank y'all for tuning in and logging in today, calling in today. I see you light up on the switchboard. Thank you so much for supporting your loved ones, your friends. Your support means so much. Your encouragement means so much. And thank you for taking the time out to listen in to today's experience on Legacy Lever. But back to BU, Tiffany Ross, Miss Diane and Denise Ramsey. They're from Oakland, y'all. They was born in Oakland, Cali. Again, once more, shouts out to those in the Oak Town. Okay. Y'all done got your shouts out. You got your moment. But now they're here in Atlanta, Georgia. They came here in 07. It seemed like 07 was just the year for folks to transition. I moved here from Connecticut in 07. They moved here from Cali in 07, within 2 weeks of each other. And they left their parents so they can go ahead on and move on with life and allow God to really minister to them about what they were called to do. And they said, since being here in Georgia, God has given them many opportunities to be able to bless people and to be a blessing to others. And, of course, you know, they are members of New Birth Cathedral right here in Lithonia, Georgia, where our bishop, our father, is none other than Bishop Eddie L. Long, and to our spiritual mother, First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, okay? And they also serve with the youth and college students at New Birth Student Ministries for about 3 years. Then they both stepped out of New Birth Student Ministries because they began to feel that there was something else that was calling, for God was calling them to do. So they began to move and flow in other different ministries. In June of 2011, God gave them a movement called BU, that's B-E, capital U, Tiffany Raw. This movement, now they say it's a movement, y'all. Watch out with folks name stuff movements, Jesus. The movement was something that challenged them to look at who they are, how they felt about themselves while being pushed to use their talents, gifting, and abilities to help others. At first, they were unsure how to bring this movement out to the open, but then it became clear to them after they remembered how God was dealing with them. God used many people to help them birth this movement, but no two people were more instrumental than Elders Mark and Shirley Patterson. Shouts out to Elder Mark and Shirley Patterson. Shouts out to their son, Mark Patterson. I hear you. Although they had no idea what was really going on, through their empowerment, inspiration, and development, God used them in such a way that Diane and Denise began to put the foundation for this movement together. Now, so they use social media sites, blogging, and other avenues to get their movement out there. Their mission is to impact the world to action through empowerment, inspiration, and development. They say they want to change the world by being the change that we want to see. It's our goal to help people do more by helping them realize what they already have inside of them. And what's inside is true beauty, unused gifts, untapped talents, and dormant abilities just waiting to be used by God, for God, to impact the world. Everybody take a moment and breathe that in and just say, wow. Amen. And what I love, they said this started by examining themselves. A lot of people put stuff out there, they haven't even gone through the test themselves. We're getting ready to launch some things big. There's no way in the world I thought God would use me in this. Even though I've been doing this for a while, I didn't know he's going to use me as a very strong instrument in this thing. And I said, woo, not me, Lord. You must mean somebody else. But, oh, yes, He's choosing me. That's why I know it's nobody but God. And so God is choosing them because God has brought them and bringing them through the process. Because you really can't train or develop somebody that you haven't gone through or gone yourself. So without further ado, I'm bringing live on the air Miss Diane and Miss Denise Ramsey, the founders of the powerful, impactful movement, Be You to Fully Raw. Welcome to Legacy Leavers, ladies.
You are amazing. Yes. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. Thank you.
We know. Jesus, we know. I know. You're a mess, Sandra. You're a mess.
I can't put it any other way.
Thank you.
But is it a mess in a good way? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So y'all, they said I'm a mess, but in a good way. Amen. Okay.
In a good way.
Well, ladies, I mean, I don't know what else to say after reading such a powerful bio about you guys. You're twins, but yet I know you have different gifting. So why don't we just start there? We'll start with Miss Diane and just, you know, tell the world about a little bit about yourself and what's different from your twin.
There's a lot that's different from Renee, as I call her Renee. But we look alike, yes, but our mannerisms are different. Our temperament is different. How we think is different. And one thing I've noticed between Denise and I is whatever I don't have, she has. And whatever she doesn't have, I have. So we're kind of there to pick up. She's kind of there to pick up the slack when I'm falling, and I'm there to pick up the slack when she's falling. One thing I did notice, even with us growing up, Denise has always been the rebel. I've been the one that won't really take risks. But she's the rebel. And so I've learned through that I have to learn to be my own self. I can't be Denise. No matter how hard I try, you know, I just can't be Denise. And so I went through a process throughout, I would say, junior high school, when I really suffered bad from low self-esteem because I didn't look like everybody else. I didn't fit in with everybody else. And where Denise was really just out and being her sunshiny self, I was like, I really wanted to be her. And it didn't really hit me until, I would say, even 07 when I got here, I had to realize I couldn't be Denise. I had to learn how to be me. And so that was that process that I went through because we were twins, everybody compared us to each other. Well, and we always had to be, we were joined at the hip. I mean, we're still joined at the hip now. But I'm learning now that I have to learn to be Diane. What does Diane have? You know, what is Diane living? How is Diane supposed to be? And so that was significantly different from Denise, because Denise is so quick with. She can get things right. Me, I wasn't that quick. You know, I wasn't that rebel type. I was like, wait, let's think about this then. I like to write books. Denise likes to write books, but Denise has always been more raw with everything. She'll just tell you how it is, Me, on the other hand, I'll be like, well, I don't know. But I've learned now that Diane is just Diane. She's unique. She's her own person. You know, I'm not the outgoing one like Denise. I have my own level of being outgoing, but I'm just not the outgoing type like Denise. I'm not the rowdy type. I'll get down with you every once in a while, but I'm just not there. And I'm okay with that. So I'm okay being Diane, but that's basically in a nutshell. That's just the differences, just in our temperament alone. I've just never been that outgoing person. But where I lack, Denise picks up the slack, and she motivates me to be better and to be different, and to know that it's okay for me to be different. Your turn, Denise.
Oh, it's my turn. Well, for the most part, Diane is right. I am the rebel. I am the one that will do anything before anything people tell me I can't do. I promise you, I'm going to find a way to do it. My mom can contest to this. I wanted to cut my hair for the longest, and when I got out here, I waited a little bit, and I cut a little bit at a time, and then
all of a sudden, December of 2010, I got a mohawk. So y'all forgive me. Y'all forgive me. I have a mohawk. Yes, I do. But I'm okay with that. The one thing I know that God has gifted me with is encouragement, is empowerment, is being a go-getter, is to push people, you know, to the limit and just let them know that they have more into them than what meets the eye. And so I am the loud, I am the boisterous one, I am the rowdy one, I am the rebel, but I'm okay with that. God allows me to use that in the best way possible. So with that, that's where Beautifully Raw came from, and it's just being able to understand that it's okay to be you, but know what you have in your hand, know your talents, know your hobbies. Be okay that you're not the millionaire yet, but start hanging with people that can get you there. So that's just who I am. I am the loud one, but it's okay. I'm okay with that. I love to laugh. I'm a jokester. I tell the jokes or whatever, but I am real and uncut. I give it to you how you really don't like it, but it's good for you because that's how people give it to me. So I'm okay with that. And that's the main difference. Diane is right. What I lack, she has, and what she lacks, I have, and that's what makes Beautifully Raw work. That is exactly what makes it work.
Well, amen. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When I first met y'all, it seemed like I came in the student ministries when all the twins in the world want to be at New Birth. I just...
Yeah, you did.
I was like, if I meet one more twin, if I meet another set of twins, what I had to learn about, I don't know, like 10 groups of twins at one time. And I'm going to be honest, the way I used to tell you guys apart was the shoes.
Oh, Lord.
Because Denise, y'all, always used to wear heels, and I could tell when she was, I said, okay, that's Denise. I could tell by
yes,
the
ma'am.
Okay, that's Denise. Okay, there you go, Diane. That's who I need. I need Diane. There she go. Okay, there she is. Because how I learned you guys, until I could really learn your personality. Now I have no problem, like, distinguishing the both of, well, I really don't have one now because you still have, you know, the short hair, you wear, you know.
Yes.
You like me. You're always daring to do something
different.
And I love it. You don't try and be like somebody else. But that's how I got to be able to tell you guys apart was, Denise, you always stepped into some stiletto. So I was like, okay, there she goes. That's
Lord,
the
Jesus.
That's the because remember, your hair was alike. Y'all almost dressed alike. So it was like, okay, I just took apart Malcolm and Mustafa. All right. Now she wears the heels, and Diane normally wears, like, the sandals or the flat shoes. I got it. Like, I wanted to add, I got it. Then I started learning your personalities. And like you said, I know Denise to be very outspoken and very, you know, the push go-getter. And it's not that Diane, you're not either, like you said, but you're more like, you know, yeah. You're like the type of person. You're like the type of person. You would help me and Denise not to go and just bungee jump. You'd be like, please read the directions first.
Right.
Off the side of the mountain, please.
I'm the kind of person, especially with Denise and I growing up, Denise was always the one, okay, whatever mama told her she couldn't do, she would find a way to do. I'm the kind of person standing around the corner and be like, okay, Denise, look, let's think about this thing. Okay, do you really want to do this? And if you want to do this, this is the consequences of going. And Denise just didn't care. I mean, Denise is just, she's just my, and the good thing about it is that she's using it now, that she's not letting people tell her that she can't, because now she's taking that and she's using it for her benefit. And I'm still standing back and I'm still telling her, okay, Lisa, I know you want to do this, but okay, let's look at this. So even still, you know, even where it was bad growing up, Lord Jesus knows, God knows it was bad growing up, but now it's just more so I would take the risk, but I need to know. It's almost kind of like taking medicine. Okay, I know medicine is good for me, but then you know how almost commercial it has all those, well, I mean, this is good for you, and then they talk off ass with all the side effects that are going on, the nausea and all. That's me. That's how I am. I'm the type of person that I want to know everything that's going on with everything before I just say, yeah, that's the way to go. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I love that about you, Diane. I love we need people like that. That's more specific. That get all behind. You know, we're the type of people like, okay, I done ate all the meat off the bone. You're like, no, lift that part up there. There's still some more meat. up under there. Look, some good meat up under there. Now, just wait a minute. You know, you're about to throw away some good stuff. And so we need folks that are detailed that can see, you know, yeah, that will take the time. You don't mind taking the time. Now, me, I'll sit down and I'll read through stuff. But that nabbit, if it gets just too long and word of lifting, okay, let me skim through some of this, but let me get the most important things. Let me write it down because I'm the type, you know, I'm like Denise and I are forerunners. We're like, okay, we got most of the details. But I
feel
like Diane, who says, okay, y'all going to need that middle part structure because y'all can't get to the end without me putting this middle here. So before, you know, you mess around and just go jump off the cliff and don't have the bungee rope, you know, tightly secured, I'm going to make sure. Because I read the directions and it said you better do this before you do this. So I'm going to make sure y'all heal yourself. So I think and pray. Y'all, I can't hear you, but let's just give God a prayer for folk like Diane that just help keep people like me and Denise in order. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know what? It just doesn't sound like Nisha, we in an AA meeting.
You ain't just giving up and die. No, no, no. But talking about beautifully raw. How did y'all come up with that? I mean, did God just like shine the light on y'all's heads and say, you guys are going to be called Beautifully Raw, now run with it? You know, or, you know, where did the name come from? I mean, because you don't even spell it like beautiful. You took out the A, put the
A.
U in the middle, which gives like a powerful statement. Then you put raw on the end. And I read some of y'all tweets. I said, ooh, that was raw.
It came, it's interesting that it would come in that form because when I started working with, we call her Mama P, but when I started working with Elder Shirley Patterson, I was going through a lot of stuff, and the way I looked at myself, it was kind of like, you know, come on, Denise. But she's no nonsense. It's like you can't come to her with all this drama and you scratch your head and you talking about you don't know. And she reminded you, you're supposed to be a child of God. How is it that you're so beautiful on the outside and you got all this stuff messed up on the inside? And the way she gives it to me, it's real. It's authentic. She lets me know that everything that I go through is worth it. So that's how we got the raw part. Being real, being authentic, knowing everything that you do, how you impact someone's life, it's worth it. Everything that you do for Christ is worth it. But the beautifully part comes from, if you take the A out of beautifully raw, you have B-E and then the letter U, and then you have the rest of the word. But if you look at the word beautiful, being full of yourself, being okay with who you are, being you, whatever whatever you consist of, being you, being real, being authentic, and living your life as it worth it, there's beautifully raw. God says that he gives us all spiritual gifts, and all spiritual gifts are to be used for the betterment of others. So that's where the movement came in, and we tied in the movement because not only does, in order for you to use your gifts, in order for you to use your abilities, in order for you to use your giftings, you have to understand who you are. You have to like things about you, things that you can't change. You have to be okay with. That's the way God liked you, and he made you. But you have to also realize that who you are, you're real, you're authentic, you're worth it. People will wait on you because you're worth it. People will respect you because you're worth it. So that's how it really, really, really came. And I thank Mama P because she really had me, and she's still developing me. I still have my areas, but she lets me know that I'm okay. It's okay to be me. It's okay to be loud with the mohawk, but you know, when you know you, start using your gifts for somebody else. Your life is not for you. So that's how it came about for the most part.
I like the way y'all put that. I love it. Because when you came on and you said, Lasandra, you just a mess. I'm like, thank you. Because I understand what you mean. Like, I've always been the type of person, and like you said, I'm fine with that. I've been called crazy, but crazy and good, not crazy like I'm on pills and medication. But when people think they have figured me out, I always do something different or off the chain or off the. Oh, I didn't expect you to come that way. But that's who God has made me to be. I never get comfortable with the norm. And at first it kind of threw me off when people are like, but I understand when, you know, when people say you're, I'm laughing. I'm like, yes, I am a complete and hot mess. But in a good way, because if you, like you say, if I'm around you guys or we around each other and we both are empowerment people and we're both people that love to encourage other folk and encourage one another, man, you talking about just taking stuff by storm. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, for all those that have just logged on, if you've been listening, you're saying, well, Lord, what kind of music? You have logged, actually, you've logged in on our Holy Hip Hop Night. So you'll hear nothing but the best in holy hip hop music. You might not be used to it, but hey, it's all about the word. Don't worry, it's not, you know, stuff that you'll hear cussing in. It's like, no, it's all about kingdom. So I just wanted to, you know, there might be some people like, okay, what station is this? But
you know, I sure thought about that too, because I said everybody's logging in, all my family on the West Coast. I'm gonna be like, what is this? I had to think. Denise was like, no, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. You know, we gotta be relevant. Amen.
So you know what, we're gonna get into another song. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna be back with Beautifully Raw. But I'm gonna dedicate this to Beautifully Raw by Tedashi, and the song is called Riot. Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're starting a riot. In other words, they're coming to break up foul ground. They're coming to get away. We're getting away from the norm. They're coming to get inside of you because they want to make sure that you become all God is destined for you to become. So they are definitely starting a riot. Let's go.
If they won't come try it, I mean, make war, everybody fight it. Done with them secrets, yep, I ain't keeping quiet. They say this won't hurt me, they lying, they just trying to murk me. Slowly I'm dying, lies they lied. Now they trying to body us, pride my pride. Show button, this is slaughter high. Trying to hold on, but it's hard screaming. Slave on the track, and seeing it's a pimp son. Homer choking out your seed, Bart Simpson. Danger, man, cause this thing is a monster. Proceed, fight, cause sin, it'll harm ya. So that's what I do till I hear the bell ring. Starting up a ride, that's an everyday thing. La da 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 call it Under Armour. God given weapons so the enemy won't harm ya. Yes, I'm a snitch, or you can say informer. Call it what you wanna, hey, I'm just tryna warn ya. Keep it on the low, watch your name become a tabloid. Seeing can't avoid it, but we still tryna pay for it. And you will till you riot. Fight with everything, cause the law can beat you down. Rodney King.
And you just tryna get around. You don't think there's nothing wrong, but when you get along, you try to get it all.
But with the Lord, ain't no such thing as secret. He know what you've been to say way before you speak it. Know what you've been to look at before you see it. Knows everything, so confess it, man.
Yeah.
We come back and reload. Don't hold back, here we go. I know that we for sure. Hold it down, let's go. Cause I refuse to be the one line on the sun. Like he don't change live, I'm alive to what he done. I'm a product of confession, man. Every line's a lesson. I repent and tell it. No occupation, profession. Thank you.
believers, One Nation Under God, Holy Hip Hop Explosion. For all those who are not used to listening, hey, I love it. I grew up on hip hop, but, you know, now I'm doing it for the kingdom of God. You know, it's just in my blood. I said, Lord, I'm just going to, you know, just dive with holy hip hop in my blood, Jesus. But we're
Amen.
Back live with beautifully raw Miss Denise and Miss Diane Ramsey. So, ladies, with this movement, where do you see it, you know, like going? I mean, what type of people are you trying to reach out to? Is it like for everybody, or are you trying to specifically, you know, target a certain arena? What are you planning to do with this movement?
We're hitting everybody. We want to hit everybody because you before the show even came on, you really led us into our movement. We don't want to be a group because groups they're just in one place. We want to be a movement where we're just keeping it going. But we want to hit everybody because there are some untapped gifts and abilities that all of us have that are lying dormant, that we really want them to start using and utilizing. And like you said, those that are even 80, 90 years old, they still have gifts. You know, even if it's a gift, if it's a gift of wisdom, you know, but they're utilizing that gift. So we really want to hit everybody. We want it to start as young as possible, because one thing I noticed about being raw is that raw is uncooked. It's not diluted. So we wanted to get the young people before they get tainted, you know, with the world, and so they know who they are at an early age. But then those who are a little seasoned, that they're now starting to look at their gifts. What is it that God has placed in us that we can now use? So the movement is for everybody. It's for everybody.
Amen. Now I'm going to take a little dive over to the left a little bit. Somebody has already, like, lit up the switchboard that they want to say something to you. So just hold on. We're going to go into some more, finding out more about Beautifully Raw. But I want to try and give people an opportunity that would like to speak online with our special guest. So I'm bringing on the air live 7416. You are live on the air with Beautifully Raw.
Hello, Diane and Denise.
Hi, Uncle.
This is their play dad in Atlanta. I just want to say that those two young ladies have truly brought me and my wife and children joy every time they're around us. We met them at church, and I'm telling you, I love them two girls to death. They are truly
Aww.
Awesome.
We love you too.
Well, who's play dad? Is this?
That's
yeah.
Darnell Arbett.
I'm sorry. Darnell Arbett, I apologize. I get so nervous because they do that to me. And I want to. I didn't give you my name, but they are truly awesome. They told me 10 minutes before that they was going to be on here, and I said, okay, I'm going to beat y'all up.
I apologize.
I'm
so sorry. We're so sorry, but we're glad you joined us. We love you too, Dad. Thank you.
No problem. You stay blessed, and you too. Everybody say blessed.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you for calling into Legacy Fever today. Wasn't that wonderful? See, that was wonderful. See, that was so nice. I'm like, well, who's playing that? I'm like,
yes,
who's
that?
That
is Darnell Arbett. They, you know, one thing I did notice when we did move out here, the first thing my sister and I said was that we don't really have a lot of family. We didn't have a lot of family out here. My dad had a couple cousins out here, and my uncle from California, my cousins, they moved out about a year before we did. And we kept saying, we just don't have any family. And when we came to New Birth, we don't – one thing I noticed about me and Denise, we never we always find family. That we always find people that are able to kind of take us in under our wings. And I just think that we're just – I don't know if we're just magnets or they're just magnets, but we just found – this newfound family. So, you know, even when my biological parents come, they're like, after church, we always have the parking lot ministry going on, because there's always so many people that we just talk to, or we hug and we say hi, and we chat with, but we've just grown to have that family, and I'm just really thankful. I thank God that we were able to do that, because now we're able to be where we are now, and they literally helped us when we were, I think it was our second year, I think almost our second year when we were here, and my aunt and my uncle had did an awesome job when we were staying with them, but we just got family everywhere. We always have extended family no matter where we go, so it's an awesome blessing to have that.
Hey, but I know that's right. You know, God moved us here in the midst of a whole famine and then some. You know, I moved here, I couldn't really use the water. They were making sure, you know, you couldn't use the water too much. You only could shower once a day. They were coming by checking our power.
Yes.
So it was, I said, Mom,
yes,
what you moved me into? And so I understand. And then thank God, like you said, family was there to help help you guys out and keep you guys together. And not, because a lot of people came and left and went back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you know you've been sent, is when you can live through all, you know, this and still give God a hallelujah, praise. And, you know, with that being said, the switchboard is just lighting up. Folks want to talk to you guys. If you want to say something to these two young ladies, if you want to just give words of encouragement to Beautifully Raw, if their words have empowered you, whether on Facebook or Twitter, I'm taking calls now. So if you don't have the number is 909-265-9129. And all you have to do is press the number 1, and then I will eventually get to you and bring you live on the air. So we're going to go to this next caller. Call it 2707. You're live on the air with Beautifully Raw.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're live on the air.
2707. Who is that? Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hello? Oh. Okay, well, I guess they didn't want to talk to us. Amen.
Okay. Sometimes people get kind of up, you know, nervous. But we do have another. We're just gonna go to the. We're gonna go to the next one. All right. Well, we have caller 0015 live on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Eugene.
Oh,
hello.
Bug. Hey, Bug.
Hey, what's going on?
I know.
Just wanted to say that I'm proud of my sisters.
Aw, I'm proud of you too, bud.
Thanks, Boogie.
And didn't want y'all to think that I didn't tune in. So, Mom said, congratulations, and keep it moving. Let's do what we need to do for God and get it done.
Yes, and we need you to cut that CD quick. And it got quiet. Okay, so we need you to
cut that
CD quick.
Oh, it got quiet on that one.
See?
Well, go on and get going then.
I keep telling you, it's coming. It's coming. It's
okay,
on its way.
It's coming. We've known Eugene for over 20 years.
20 years.
Over 20 years.
Wow.
And that boy, he can sing you under a pew and some. So we're waiting for him to cut this good old
okay,
CD
now.
Of his. And,
We're expecting that, Eugene. We're expecting. We're going to finish it up.
Hopefully by the middle of next year. This is personal. The title of the CD is "This Is Personal."
Okay.
Ready for it.
Y'all look out for
Ready
"This
for
Is Personal."
It.
We done announced that on the World Wide Web. Worldwide, y'all look out for Eugene's CD coming out next year, sometime in the middle of next year. This is personal. See, we already done put it out there, so you ain't got no choice but to go ahead on and make the word manifest. Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
You got two young ladies sitting next to you that are going to help hold me to that. So.
Yes, we will.
You're all right. I love
you,
Bud.
Love you guys.
Thanks
love
for
you.
Calling in.
All right.
Bye.
All right, we're just going to go right on to the next caller. Caller 5957. You are live on the air with Beautifully Raw.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello. Hi.
You're live on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is Crystal Diane J from Twitter. I don't really know the two
Hi,
girls.
Crystal.
I just follow them. Hi.
Is this Diane?
Yes. I just want you to know, and I really want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing, because you guys are really empowering young people and older people to continue to do what they need to be doing in Christ. It's really encouraging to see you guys stand up for what you believe in and not back down for any other reason. Like I said, I don't really know you guys, but what I see, the fruits that you produce are really wonderful, and I'm so glad that I met you guys through Twitter. So,
bless you. Yes, we did meet through Twitter. We had, and she stayed in Georgia, and I stay in Georgia, but we never personally met. We've kind of just been tweeting back and forth. And if y'all have not, y'all need to follow Crystal J. Diane. Y'all can follow. She's awesome. We're good. That glad that, you know, we're touching lives. But I mean, God, to God be the glory. But to be able to touch somebody that we've never physically met speaks volumes. And so y'all gotta follow her. She's awesome. And we gotta hook up. We gotta hook up. But she's awesome, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Krista, for calling in and giving your words of encouragement. And we definitely will find you. What's your Twitter?
Crystal Diane J. I'm following all three of them. If you want to find me, I'm findable. Just really continue to do what you guys are doing.
Thank
awesome.
You,
Krista.
Awesome. Thank you, boo.
Thank you so much for calling day. In.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go right on.
I feel the love.
Okay, do you feel the love? Well, we got some more love. Hold on. We got one more. Hold on. We're going to bring on the air 1055. You have something to say to Beautifully Raw.
Well, 1055 happens to be their father. Of course they do. Hello, my daughter. Exactly. Greetings from California. Yeah, I found a way to get in. You know, your dad was not going to miss this opportunity to say, I love you, I miss you. And the evidence of things that have happened in our lives, it's right there. I mean, you just keep on going and do everything you need to do, and your father is behind you 100%. I love you. I don't know what else to say. I love you. Okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. And just,
now that's
all right.
Love right there. That's
all
my
right,
man right
yeah.
there. That's my first love right there.
There
oh,
you
yes.
go. There
y'all,
you go.
If y'all ask me where my man is, that's my man. That's my
thank
man right
God.
There.
Thank you, Lord.
All the
so everything's good.
Him. Yes, I do.
Well,
I am my daddy's child. I am the last
yeah.
one. And that is my boy right there. Like, if I need
that's
something,
it.
that is him. So, Daddy, I thank you. I love you. God has done some great things in our lives. And, you know, I'm sorry. But I haven't talked to my dad in a long time. And this is a lot for me because I am the youngest. I am his baby. And
yes,
I know we have a special relationship. And this
yes.
means a lot to me to know that my dad, you know, no matter what happens, no matter how long we go without talking, that is my man. You guys don't understand.
Exactly.
That man right
yeah,
there, my man was, I think, Sandra, I was telling you, when I first moved down here, you know, God broke us down, and I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything, but I can call on my dad, and, you know, nothing against my mom. My mom has done an awesome, awesome, awesome job. But that man right there, when I tell you, I don't have to beg, I don't have to do anything. God has given me such a jewel in my dad. And, you know, we may fuss, we may fight, we may get into it often. But at the end of the day, I love him and he loves me. And I am going to
yes,
cut every a daddy's girl. I'm sorry.
Right.
It just took me
a minute. You can't separate blood. You cannot separate blood.
Daddy,
it is what it is.
I do thank you for tuning in. I do thank you for listening to what it is that we're actually trying to do. And I thank you for giving me the boldness. I do get a lot of my mannerisms from him, but I get the confidence. I get the different side of him. I absolutely love it. Y'all just don't understand. I could talk about my daddy
yes,
all day. But Daddy, I
that's
thank
right.
you. I do thank you, and I love
you're
you.
You're welcome, and I'm going to get out the way so other people can get in as well, too, because they love you like I do. both of you. I'm proud of you,
thanks,
and I wouldn't miss it for anything. Have a great time and call me when you can. And I'll call
okay,
you. I
love
you. And the host as well, because you're a host of my daughter, so, you know, that's a special day as well, too. Take a bow for yourself.
Thanks.
You did great. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. God bless you. Oh, wow. So, you know what, before we take, now, callers, I see you. Just hang on for just one moment. Don't go anywhere. Beautifully Raw is not going anywhere. We still have 30 minutes to the show. But this show is ran by the Holy Spirit, so I have to flow how he flows. And I know this is the Holy Hip Hop. I know this is the Holy Hip Hop segment. But I want to just take this moment to dedicate this to the two of you and your family, your dad. I was listening, and there's no way. I know this song is not on the Holy Hip Hop charts, but this song will speak highly right now to where we are after your dad came on, and how you just expressed the joy and the thankful to God of how, you know, he just been such a blessing. And so I just want to dedicate this worldwide to the both of you and to your dad from Trinity 5-7, Over and Over.
And Over. I love this song. Thank you.
Amen, amen. I just had to take that moment. I flow in the Holy Spirit. I know this is our Holy Hip Hop Explosion Night, but I just felt the need to just be thankful at that moment, right along with the ladies and the family and all of you that have had people in your lives that just been there. God, you know they are God's sin, and we just need some time to just thank God and just every time you turn around, when you thought it was going to be the end, here God would send and place a ram in the bush, whether it be a family member, whether it be a friend, whether it be a spiritual covering, whether it be even a tweet. Somebody said they connected through the through Twitter. Look at God. And so with we're back live on the air with Beautifully Raw, and we're just going to take a moment because I don't do a show without, you know, offering Christ or presenting Christ to someone, because I don't take for granted who's listening. Somebody may have never heard of Jesus Christ before. Some people may have never know what, you know, they may not know what we're talking about, and they're, but they just feel the love. They just feel the joy. They hear the good words of encouragement. And so I normally lead it off, but I want these two young ladies, because they minister in such a powerful way to so many people, I want you two to just take a moment and just minister to folks around the world and how the Holy Spirit leads you to accepting Christ.
Wow.
Wow.
At this time, Beautifully Raw, we are a dynamic duo, but we're nothing without Christ. If you understand who Christ is, if you understand your life, you can't help but to give your life to him. So right now, if there's anyone on this air and you have not professed and proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ, we do as a joint couple, we do this together, and we say, please, please, wherever you are, lift your hands, get on your knees. Now is the time to really become a part of God's family. God has chosen you for this time. It's no coincidence that you're on the air right now listening to what it is that we have to say. It's not by chance that you get our tweets every morning. It's not by chance that we connected through Twitter and Facebook. It's not by chance that you're here, even in the 7 o'clock hour. So wherever you are, we are going to pray that you will receive and say yes to God. When you say yes to God, everything starts to make sense. Your mind is renewed. Your strength is renewed. What you do is change. It's no longer about you, but now it's about what you do for Christ. The Bible says what you do for Christ will last. So this is your opportunity, and I don't know if Diane wants to pray or if she wants me to take it over, but either way, we're gonna introduce you to the man that has changed my life. We're going to introduce you to the man that has given his life for you. And has not taken his life for granted. Every gift that God has given him, everything that he has and everything that he is, he did for you. So now is the time that you offer. You can't give him anything else better than your life. So that, I don't know if you want me to pray or if you want to pray, but
I can pray.
Now is the time.
Let us pray. And to add on to what Denise was saying, life is never promised. And Lasandra, you were saying that earlier in the show, but life is never promised. And I've realized that I don't ever want to get to the point where I don't ever need Christ. And I don't want to buy a house. I don't want to buy a car, but then I'm renting my life. I never want to take my life for granted. So now is the time. We don't have next week. We don't have tomorrow. We don't even have 15, 20 minutes from now. Your life can be gone in a second, and so it's very easy to come to Christ. God is not asking for formulas. He's not asking you to bend over backwards and jump over pews. He's just asking for a simple yes. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we'll go before the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We know that nothing happens without you. And so we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us life and life more abundantly, Lord God. And for some of us who may not know you and have never professed you as their Lord and Savior, Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would come into their life, Lord God. For some, they don't know you. And so we ask right now that you will come into the heart, that you will save them from their sins, Lord God, and that they will have the openness and the willingness, Lord God, to allow you to come in. Lord God, you're not a God who is overbearing. You don't take over. God, you just simply stand at the door of our hearts, and you just knock, Lord God, and we thank you for being a gentleman right now. We ask, Lord God, that as they say yes, Lord God, that you will begin to infiltrate and you begin to come in and change their life, change their mind, change their heart, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that everything that they need is in you. We thank you, Lord God, for a renewed spirit and renewed mind. We thank you for a new life, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, that if they never come to know you, that they will come to know you, that they would just simply say these words, that God, I understand that I'm a sinner. I understand that I have fallen away from you, and I just want you to come into my life. I want you to save me from my sins. I want you to come in and make me new. And God, I ask, Lord God, that you would just fill their hearts, Lord God. I ask that you would fill their minds, Lord God, that they begin living for you, that whatever gifts that lay dormant, whatever that you have in store for them, Lord God, that it would be able, that you would be allow them to be able to live and do exactly what you have called them to do, Lord God. We ask that you would forgive them of their sins, Heavenly Father. What they did yesterday, Lord God, is of no more. Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, that if we are to confess our sins, that you are just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. You said, Lord God, that if we sin and we ask for forgiveness, Lord God, that you cast them into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. And so, Lord God, we ask, Heavenly Father, that they don't live in doubt. They don't live in fear, Lord God. They don't live in guilt, Lord God. They don't live in shame, Heavenly Father, for the life that they once lived, Heavenly Father, that they are new in you, Heavenly Father. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost, that you would come in, Lord God, and you would fill them like a mighty rushing wind. Lord God, nothing else matters but you. Their life matters, Lord God. You matter, Heavenly Father. And so we ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you would save them. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. Sandra, I really want right now, if by chance anyone who gave their life to Christ, if they can, just call in. We want to hear them. We want to know that they gave their life to Christ. If you did give your life to Christ and you're not a part of a church family, that we ask that the Lord's going to show you, that he's going to give you the right church family to be a part of. He's going to give you the right church to be a part of. And you want to be in a church that is a Bible-based church. They're teaching you the word. You're living by the word. You have a family that understands that it takes a village to raise a child. But if anybody who has given their life to Christ right now, if you're by a phone, give us a call. We really want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
Or if you can't get in, get please leave us an inbox message on Facebook. Look for us, BEUTIFULLY Raw, RAW, or you can please tweet us at Beautifully Raw. It's BEUTIFULLY_raw. That is for Twitter. We would love to, you know, have a deeper conversation with you, or just know and thank God for your salvation.
Praise God. Yes, praise the Lord. After that, there's really not much to be said, but just give him praise, honor, and glory. And I just want to say thank you to you lovely lady. Oh, man, y'all just really just been such, not just a blessing, but thank God that you said yes, what he's called you to do. And sometimes saying yes ain't always that easy, because you don't know exactly what it's going to entail. And so, you know, it's just like Bishop said, we have to continue to renew our minds. And continue to focus, renew our minds, then we can see what is good and perfect. Well, folks don't understand that when you walk into stuff like that, it costs. There's a price to pay. And it's like I always tell people, you know, don't make your assumptions. Don't judge folk by what you see by your natural eye, because you don't know what God is doing inside and behind closed doors. So don't just make an assumption that, oh, well, they're doing that because, you know, they're going through something. No, you don't know what folks paid to get to that point. And sometimes folks are just seeing the end results, or they're, you know, looking at, you know, where you have arrived already, but they don't understand the shoes that you had to put on your feet to walk to get there. And trust me, some shoes that we wear, you may not want to do it, you know. Sometimes we just being real, sometimes we want to take the shoes off. Like, you didn't say it included all this betrayal. You did not say that it included being broke. And you did not say that it included being unemployed. You didn't say, you just showed me the end, but you didn't. Because you knew if you showed me all this in the middle, I might have just stayed myself up in Connecticut, really, and stayed comfortable.
Right.
But I'm just being real. I mean, that's just me. It's just me, you know. So it's like, okay, but I thank God, like you said, through the process is when I learned, really, how to trust him, to know him more for myself. That's why, you know, like you said, you was able to bless somebody without even meeting them. Now, that's, like you said, that's, woo, she never met you, but she knows, she can feel your love and feel what kind of person you are by what you put out there. And so, ladies, we're winding down to the last, almost the last 15 minutes of the show. I believe I do have one more person on the air. I'm going to let them come on first before I say anything, and then we'll start winding it down. Caller 8245, you're live on the air.
Hello, my name is Linda. I'm calling from California.
And my name is Harold.
I'm my uncle.
That's my auntie and my uncle. Hi, Auntie Lyndon.
Hi, baby. You know, I sat here and we've listened to this program from beginning to end. And I listened to the two of you describe yourselves. And I don't know if I could have described the two of you any better, because we know as a family how much you are alike, but yet how different you are. And we've always tried to embrace and nourish to allow you to be who you are and not what everybody else see, because what they see when they look at you, really, they see a mirror of each other.
Yes.
We just are full of pride. We are full of what we hear in your voices to know how much you have grown. Because other than God, nobody knows as much as we know.
Right. Yes, that's true.
But you know we love you. You wouldn't tell me what it was about when I asked, and now I'm really glad. Because it was a total surprise. But my two little girls have really grown up. How you have matured and allowed God to use the gift that he has given you. And, you know, we as parents, we always want to believe that we have given our children the good foundation so that they can go on and do what God calls them to do in this world, in their lives.
Yeah.
You are really, really, really laying that out in the best way possible. I know your parents are proud. We are proud.
Yes.
We are just so proud of you. So keep doing what you do.
We'll see y'all next week.
I know.
We know.
Next week. Yes.
We
just we are too. We will see y'all. And I want to, if I can I give my uncle an early happy birthday? I know it's next week, but I want to give my uncle a happy early.
We didn't forget.
Happy birthday. Legacy Leaver wishes you a happy birthday worldwide. What's uncle's name?
Harold Clark.
Harold Clark, happy birthday worldwide. Happy birthday. Legacy Leaver wishes you an awesome, awesome birthday next week. Celebrate life. Amen.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful program.
Praise God. Well, thank you. Thank y'all for supporting all the way from the West Coast. Thank you. And, yes, I am truly blessed by your nieces. They are helping me on some big things coming. So y'all make sure you stay tuned. We're going to be looking for your support because y'all have not – this is only just a – beginning of what you're hearing and seeing now, but what God has blessed us with, the vision he's given us is we're about to take the world by storm. That's all I can say. I can't say any more. I can't release it just yet.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Love you too.
Awesome. Now we got one more because I try and give people the opportunity to come on. So we're going to, I think this number is, we lost them before, it's 2707. You're live on the air with Beautifully Raw.
Hi, sissies.
Hi, darling.
I just want to say that if I was on Twitter, this is a proud little sister tweet to hear my sisters on the World Wide Web and the things that they're doing. I get to see it on firsthand. You know, what they've done from, we go way back, we grew up together in California, and Lisa used to flat iron my hair in the kitchen and stuff like that, so we go way back, and I'm so proud. They've encouraged me to be better, and like me moving to Georgia and meeting back up with them, it really has changed my life, and everything's for the better, so I love you guys, and Ms. Lasandra, I thank you for this opportunity for giving my sisters this so everyone can know the great things that they do. So now it's just not, you know, people at New Birth or people they know, but now the whole world knows that my sisters are, like, super-duper famous now. So, like, when I see them again, I'll get autographs and stuff like that. So,
we understand, darling. You just want your cut. Anyway, let me give a shout-out to y'all. Y'all understand.
Girl, when I get my business, when I get my salon and everything, girl, I got you, boo. I got you. When I get that $1 million, I got you.
We're going to need a traveler and hairstylist. But let me say this, y'all. When I tell y'all that God moves, me and Dawn, oh, we do go back a long ways. And she actually helped us get through this process because there was a lot that went on. But I thank God that God really is transforming her for the better. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. But then again, when I look past all of that, I see Dawn is, y'all, look, Dawn can sing, y'all. She can do hair. She can do makeup. All the hair. She can sing, y'all. She can sing. So, yeah, we're gonna feature her real, real soon. But thank you, Donnie. We love you.
Awesome. Bye, Ms. Lasandra. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
All right, I got one more. It looks like a California number. It looks like a California number, so I can't leave my California people out.
Oh,
call 4083. You're live on the air.
It's
Mommy.
Hello,
is this Mom?
Yes, it
Hi,
is.
Mommy.
What are you guys doing?
We're
on the radio.
No, you didn't say that. We on the radio, Mom.
Hi. It's a blessing to hear that you guys have done as much work as you possibly can on the East Coast in God's Word. I am so proud of you guys. Wait a minute. I'm so full that I can't even remember your host's name.
Lasandra, Mom.
Yeah, I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful that you have taken them in and let them be exposed with the Lord, how they feel, because there's nobody else knows better but the Lord. They have came up in a Christian home with their dad and myself and their grandparents on both sides. We try to put them in a straight line so they know what to do at the end. But God has led them so far, and I am so proud that they have done and they are doing the good of God. So, girls, you keep it up, and I want you guys to really stay in your praise, you know.
Yes.
It's you don't find a lot of young people like Denise and Diane doing what they do. It's hard to find, young people that they want to be involved with God's work. But with Denise and Diane, that was their number one thing, and they are doing a wonderful job. So keep it going.
Thanks, Mommy.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, baby. All of you guys.
Thank you.
God bless
you. We'll see you next week, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, Mommy.
Wow.
It's just not, this has been just like an awesome experience. I tell you, God, he just off the chain. I can't even explain. His words are he's indescribable. I'm telling you. Now we're down to our last few minutes of the show, ladies. Just take 1 minute. I don't know who's going to do it, but the 1 minute for those who are want to find more about you, want to follow you, want to connect with you, because remember, all of our shows are recorded. So this show is recorded. So if someone missed it, no worries. They can come back on this website and they can download it for free. This show can also be shared on any social network for free, so you can play it. You can go back and forth. You can share it. So they're going out to California next week, so all the relatives that missed it, guess what? Just get a computer and pop it up, and they can hear the interview all over again. So how good is that? So I praise and thank God for that. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. Just check the archives, and guess what? Beautifully Raw is right there, the whole show from beginning to end. So, ladies, just tell people how they can connect with you right quick.
Well, if you want to connect with us, you can do it. We have three ways you can do it. If you want to get a hold of our blog, go to www.beautifullyraw.blogspot.com. That's where you can find our blog. If you want to find us on Twitter, go to www.twitter.com, and you can look us up. It's spelled the same way. It's BEUTIFULLY_raw. That is for Twitter. And if you want to find us on Facebook, you may do so. Go to Facebook.com and also just look for Beautifully Raw, spelled the same way.
Amen. So we got about maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and I'll just start with Denise first. Your last defining words you would like to leave with the listeners worldwide.
My last defining words would be, please, every day, get up, know that it's a gift from God. You have gifts, you have abilities, you have talents that are laying dormant. They're waiting, they're screaming to get out. Every day you have an opportunity to impact the world by doing something for somebody else. I promise you, it's real, it's authentic, it's worth it. You guys go have at it. Please make it to the glory of God and watch him move.
Amen. And so the same thing for you. Your last defining words, Miss Diane, with the world on the World Wide Web to all of our listeners out there.
My last defining words will be this: God can use you. And I'm talking to everybody who feels like I just can't do it. I've just had all these bad incident situations. God can't use me. Let me tell you, if he can use Moses with a stuttering problem, he can use you. Use anybody. You just have to move. Get up and move. Go for it. Be you. Those who suffer from low self-esteem, if y'all want to talk to me, I can let you know. But God wants to use you. That's the reason why he created you. He knew you from the beginning. So know your gifts. Know your plan. And once you get your gifts, write it down. And back at 2 and 2, write it down. Make it plain. And then go for it. Allow God to be your direction, be your guide. And just move. You have to move. Nothing gets done being dormant. You have to move. Allow your gifts to work for you. Go.
And I'm so glad you said the last word, go, because that's the last song I'm going to get into by Victory.
Hey.
It's actually called Go. And so that's I'm going to dedicate that again. That to Beautifully Raw. And I'm going to dedicate to all our go-getters out there. You heard what they said. Go. God called you to do what he told you to do. Do it. If you have any issues or concerns, they're there to help minister to you. Again, they told you how to hook up with them. You want to definitely make sure you follow them and definitely make sure you stay in touch with all of us, because there's some big things coming. That's all I can say. It's about to go down.
Man.
That's all I can say. I can't say anything else. But it has just been an awesome, awesome pleasure. Thank y'all for saying yes.
Thank
to share
you
your gifts across the world. We will continue to hook up. We're gonna be doing some things. So that's all I can say. It's about to go down. I can't go into any more. Thank y'all for all those who called in and wished them well and said loving, encouraging words. God bless you. God bless the two of you. You lovely ladies, continue to God just bust open doors for you. Amen.
Thank
you. That you continue
Amen.
To go worldwide.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's been a pleasure. I'm going to get into this last track for this evening. I'm going to dedicate it to you guys and all those who need to get up and go and do what God has called for you to do is buy victory, and it's called go. God bless you. It's been an honor to be on Legacy Leavers. I'm Miss Sandra, your host. And continue to tune in. We'll be back on this Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. God bless you, and talk to you soon.
If I could chase a thousand, we could chase a thing. If I could chase a million, we could chase a thing. If I could chase a billion, we could chase a thing. So I'ma chase a trillion and do it all of three. I thought it was, but it ain't. See the clock, no time to debate. What you gonna do when it's just too late? One wrong move can affect your fate. Wanna do it all, but you just won't start. Thinking to yourself that it's just so hard. Claiming that everything is difficult. But really, man, you don't know God. Now listen, I'm no better than any man, but I live it. Could've gave in many different times, but I didn't with my hands on high. And my fam on the rise, looking God in the eye. Better never, I'ma get it. If you ain't ready for the grind, better order something different. If you ain't ready for the grind, then I'm telling you, forget it. If you're ready for the grind, then you gotta be committed. Did I mention? It'd be holla, I'ma go, I'm gone, go, I'm gone. If I could chase a thousand, we could chase a ten. If I could chase a million, we could chase a ten. If I could chase a billion, we could chase a ten. So I'ma chase a trillion and do it all of three. I thought it did, but it don't. Thinking how did everything go wrong? Still thinking about the man that was living in the mouth of the fish, cause he just wouldn't come. See these doors, they close, and his favor can go cold. If you lose inside of your role, forgot about the man that truly controls. Listen, everybody got a want, everybody got a need, everybody got a goal, everybody got a dream. Nobody really wanna sacrifice anything, nobody wanna work, nobody wanna bleed. Everybody wanna cake, everybody wanna eat, everybody wanna sleep, everybody wanna lead, everybody wanna be treated like they the king. If he's I'ma go, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. If I could chase a thousand, we could chase ten. If I could chase a million, we could chase ten. If I could chase a billion, we could chase ten. So I'ma chase a trillion and do it all of three. Gotta be strong, no matter what goals, I gotta keep on. In the fight for life is where I belong. And I'm out in the field, I got my cleats on. Never fall off, never let go. He move, I move like an echo. He move, I move like a step show. One move, kill, stand like a death blow. Therefore, I gotta go, really gotta go. Drop weight to the flow, front row for the show. Showing everybody to the dunk, any minute I'ma go. Better know when it's up, it blow. I'ma be ahead in the show. If you tell me go high, go low. Better know I'ma go. If he's I'ma go, I'm gone.